Welcome again to 7 Law Blog UK. I'm David, otherwise known as Hesed Yahu or Hesediah, and this entry is called Where is the Image? Where is the Image? I work in a school for autistic children. What a way to start an article, huh? So yeah, I'm there at that school for autistic children. I work with some kids who are at such a low level of awareness, who don't comprehend a lot, who can hardly speak even though they're above 10 years old, who are so into themselves, locked in their habits, motions and compulsions. And when I say they can hardly speak, some of them can't speak at all. I guess they can communicate some of their desires, but they don't use language. Anyway, I ponder and think while I'm at work. I think about the 7 laws, and something hit me when I considered how low level those children were. Man is made in God's image. That's the very basis of our creation. It's the reason for the prohibition against murder. As it said, the person who murders a man should be put to death by men, because each person is made in God's image. That's according to Genesis 9 verse 6, and that's my paraphrase. A man that I respect wrote an article articulating the respect he had for this image, and you can find that article on his webpage. It's called his webpage is called Emunatrek, 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 maybe .com, I don't know. Anyway, now I formed an opinion, possibly a personal one, although I'm sure I learned it from somewhere else, that being in the form or image of God had something to do with our unique faculties of discernment and understanding to master our environment, or at least the potential for such discernment and ability. The Hebrew word from which the word God is translated has connotations of power and judgment. Added to this, the fact that God is intangible, so being in the image of God could not refer to a physical characteristic. So, do you see my self-created problem? I see these kids who barely have these faculties, or at least they don't seem to have any of them. And I imagine that there are adults who lack such a mental development. And I'm stuck. Just where is the image of God? Surely these low-level kids, those low-level autistic adults, surely they must be made in God's image. I add the words low level because some autistic people are higher level with a much better awareness and who can talk and can maintain conversations and critical thought. But my focus here is on the low level ones. I guess this quandary I have can be widened to any person with significant loss in understanding and mental faculty. It may just be that I've misunderstood what being made in the image of God entails. But I'm at a loss. I am at a loss. Where is the image of God in such people? I say all this in the knowledge that even someone very close to me is autistic and could be seen as low level. So this question impacts my view of those I love. I just don't have an answer yet. Yet. So, that's the article. I appreciate you listening. I don't have all the answers yet, and I'm still searching. We'll see what we can see. Take good care, and thanks again for listening.